Hey everyone, Jason Shadrick here with PremierGuitar.com, and we're here with Steve Chinner Winstead, who's Mike Campbell's guitar tech. And Steve, you're going to take us through the guitars, the amps, the effects that Mike's taking on out on the road this summer. Okay. So let's start first with this SG here on the end. Tell us a little bit about it and kind of what's he use it for.
64, 65. He's had it for years and years and years, but he's just re-fell in love with it for this tour. It's, just Angus Young, Malcolm, whatever. It's just solid as a rock, and plays it pretty much in the set. Love is a long road, and on through in the set. So.
And what gauge strings does he use on his guitars mostly?
10 through 52, the light top, heavy bottom. Mm-hmm. The XL 140s, I believe.
The D'Addario?
Yeah, D'Addario. Everything's D'Addario here. This is a 6186 Clipper. Tuned open G. This is a guitar for I Won't Back Down, Gretsch. And it was refinished by Toru Natano, and in LA he does all our guitar stuff, repair stuff. Mm-hmm. Toru's a great guy and a really good luthier, and builds really cool guitars as well. This 54 Tele, this is a favorite Tele. I prefer to have the broadcaster out, but for whatever reason, I mean, he brought this out. I like the broadcaster just because of the way it is, you know what I mean? That was what was done on, American Girl and all the first recordings,
right.
was that Tele. So, but this is a really solid, he really loves it. This is for Woman in Love. That's what he's playing it on this tour. This one, 59 B-Bender, it's tuned for American Girl. Another thing about Mike, if you clean the necks, you get fired, especially on a maple. He likes that. I don't know if you noticed, but you probably saw in the amps, the Deluxe and the Princeton, there's holes in there.
Yeah.
We did a show in Santa Cruz, I think, and pushed the drum riser out, and the stagehands there just pushed the whole amp line over. Microphones went through the speaker. I talked to Mike half hour before the show and said, I got amps and, I got the spares up. Do you want to, replace the grill cloth and stuff like that? And Mike said, "Nah, I like it better like that anyway." That's Mike. This Brick and Backer 370, 360, I don't know, Maple Glow, 60, I don't know, 5 or 6. This is Free Fallen. Mm-hmm. That's what he plays on Free Fallen. 67, 375. And this is for everything else for 12 strings.
12 string?
Yep. It's a backup Tele. It's a newer model. Just put a B-Bender on it. Just standard tuning. It just backs up the 54.
So. Still haven't cleaned the maple neck?
No, never. Never, never, never. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
This is called Little Ricky. It's a mandolin with a whammy bar, which tells you all you need to know about Mike Campbell.
Dive bombs.
Yeah. The thing about it was he was on vacation in Hawaii in really late 80s, early 90s, and just happened to walk into a shop and this was hanging there. And if that's not the one person in the world that can appreciate what this is and how to use it, it's Mike Campbell, right? A Rickenbacker mandolin with a whammy bar.
Oh,
it's like they were made to find each other. And that's how stuff like that kind of happens, you know what I mean? The guitar meets the player that it's supposed to be with.
And what does he use that on each night?
Melinda, which is kind of a jam song with Benmont, but it's kind of spacey. It's,
mm-hmm.
59 Falcon stereo, and this is pretty much just a backup for the Tennessean. He'll play that on.
So the Falcon is the backup.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's the way he is with guitars, Like, the guitars will go through phases. It'll be the thing to have, and that's all he wants to play, and then it'll sit for a little while, and then he'll rediscover it. That's what happened with the SG.
Right.
So this is for Rebels, just a standard Tennessean, mid-60s.
Mm-hmm. So with the guitars he takes on the road, if you had to guess between what he brings on the road and his personal collection, how many guitars does Mike Campbell own?
Oh, God, hundreds.
Over 500?
No, I'd say 300, 250, 300 probably. I mean, the last time we did inventory was, geez, a couple of years ago. And he's always eBaying and stuff like that. So I'd say it's, well, 250, 300, somewhere in there.
When he's like on the road or something, is he actively searching for more guitars?
Oh, yeah. And that's why there's open slots in here. we intentionally leave slots open just
when you're on the road.
Yeah, because he goes to pawn shops or wherever and you'll see something and, you know, buy it.
Right.
64 Firebird 7, right? And this is what he uses for running down a dream. Sorry, had to think for a minute. Wireless, we use the Line 6 wirelesses because of the cable emulator. You know, you can set the cable length. And they've been around with us for 4 or 5 years.
That knob, the cable emulator knob, how do you set that? With a lot or a little? Or?
No. He does it. You know, you just A-B with the cable and say, that's the one that sounds closest to the cable. Keep that one, whatever the setting is.
Oh, okay.
We do that in rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And then it never changes. 65 Sherwood Forest Green Strat. This is for You Wreck Me, which is tuned up to F, mm-hmm. half step up.
Center.
This is one of my favorites. Black Rickenbacker, custom made, only one in the world. By Rickenbacker. This is based on the John Lennon model, 3 pickup model. So this is just a backup for that SG or any Fender. This is a Les Paul, obviously. It's tuned down a whole step for, I should have known it. That's a song. I should have known it. This is Coral Sitar. This is Tom's. And this is tuned up to F for Don't Come Around Here No More.
Okay.
The second part of Don't Come Around Here No More, the solo, that's where the Strat comes in. That's, you know. This is one that he just got eBayed.
So Mike surfs eBay for gear too all the time, huh?
Actually, it's his wife. Okay. She's vicious. Michael look and find it and say, this is what I want. And then Marcy gets on it. And when she's on, just like a shark on prey that smells blood and water, she never misses an eBay purchase.
Oh, man.
So anybody bidding against Marcy, forget it. You lost. Barney Kessel.
Oh, yeah?
Probably, I don't know, 54, 55 maybe. And this one was, he was playing it in the set, but you're not really playing it now. I just want to make love to you, Muddy Waters.
Oh, right.
So, of course, it's okay. 175. This is actually just tuned to G. Back up for the Clipper, just in case. And that's about it.
By the pickups, originally?
P90s? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It certainly looks like that cover isn't.
Yeah.
So, Stratotone. This is just tuned down a whole step. This is for a backup for that Les Paul, just in case he does anything with breaks anything on that. That's it. His signature Duesenberg model with distortion on board. So we were the Black Clovers were opening, and Rich Robertson had this out, or had new Nathan from Duesenberg. So he got this guitar to me to let Tom check it out. It stayed in a case for 2 weeks. We were at the Hollywood Bowl, and Nathan came back and said, hey, what about that guitar? And I said, well, I don't know, Tom hasn't said anything, let me take it into Mike. I took it into Mike, and Mike said he played it that night, and this is what became the Mike Campbell model. So the story on this, I think, is a prototype made for Ford. So Shelby Cobra, right? But Ford didn't want to do anything with it because it was not American made, Duesenberg, Germany. So that's how it became the signature model. Mike was going, I don't even know how he found this, but somewhere he found this on a website, and it's, you know, it's got drums and overdrive. So this, he wanted this for a hotel guitar, and then he liked it so much he started playing it in a set. So this is what he plays on Learning to Fly. Just weird how that happens.
Yeah.
Gibson Les Paul 1959 reissue, given to them by Gibson, I think last year or the year before. It was here when I got here, so that's about all I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for good enough. And
yeah. So it comes out of the guitar, where does it hit first?
In input right here,
mm-hmm.
in here, and then splits off of here. This is a bypass switch for the whammy.
Mm-hmm.
that out of the whammy into the tuner, out of the tuner into here, which is a line 6 delay, camel toe, out of the camel toe into the line 6 chorus.
And that's an original way huge camel toe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got three of them. We found three of them. That's what he likes. And Dunlop, Scott Uchida, my buddy over at Dunlop, was going to do a version put out by Dunlop called a Campbell toe for Mike Campbell, a smaller version. And that's may or may not still happen. It's still.
I think that has to happen.
That's what I say. So tell all your readers to tell Dunlop to get that damn order going. Then out of here into the loop station, and then out of the loop station here, out of there into the wah-wah, out of the wah-wah back to me. Mm-hmm. Out of the pedal board it goes into the Fender 62 reissue reverb, and then out of there goes into this little lab splitter, one in, three out, plus there's a couple outs in the back. There's a DI out for Robert out front, and there's an output out here that feeds the Leslie amp. And then also this is for the Fender Excelsior, which is an on-off pedal on the pedal board for him that he just kicks it on for solos. And then Princeton and Deluxe outputs were there. The reason I like these things is ground lifts and phase reversals. It's a really solid piece.
Mm-hmm. So is that what the green Meanie button is for?
That's
on the?
Yes, for the Excelsior. Excelsior. Yeah, sorry.
For the Boss, does he actually do any looping with that, or is that?
Sometimes, he used to, but.
And the reverse button over there?
For the loop station.
Okay.
That doesn't really get used that much.
And what effect, the LTFC, what do those stand for?
On
the
Leslie, tremolo, flange, and chorus. Okay.
So we have the Leslie on the line 6. What's this, is this control the line 6 over here, the Leslie
no.
buttons?
Oh. No, that's the vibratone. So that's a separate Leslie. Mm-hmm. I guess that Leslie is kind of emergency if anything ever happens like that. Oh. I don't think he uses it that much. It's mainly tremolo and flange.
And it's all powered by the pedal power.
Yep, voodoo power, voodoo pedal power. That's it, except no substitute. This was done by LA Guitar Works. Mm-hmm. Martin used to do all the wiring at Bradshaw. He's now in Burbank at LA Guitar Works. Great, great guy. And anyway, that's who did that.
So you mentioned the Excelsior is one of the amps. What other amps does he have?
That's a custom tweed. That Excelsior, they have like the green one and mm-hmm. other one, but Nate White at Fender, mm-hmm. When these came out, we Mike did something with Danny Harrison at A&M, and that Fender green Fender amp was there. He asked about getting it, and Mike Schultz got us a green one, and then we brought it into rehearsals. Mike liked it, and then Scott and Tom, one of the two, said something about a tweed. I mentioned it to Nate, and that became the custom tweed model that, mm-hmm. that Mike's playing, which may possibly become a heartbreaker model, depending on how things work out.
Right.
So there's a cigarette butt on the top of that tweed model that Nate had put there in my honor, because I smoke. But anyway, or not my honor, I don't know, whatever.
So got the
anyway, it's a really cool tweed-looking amp. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't look...
We also have a Princeton sitting over there?
Princeton and a Deluxe. Princeton's probably, I don't know, 63, 64. Mm-hmm. Deluxe is 54, 55. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then so it's the kind of the basic formula is cool old guitars, couple pedals in front and low watt amps, and just let the...
Same thing it's been for the past 50 years, mm-hmm. or, you know, 30 years with these guys. You know, they go through stuff, but the bottom line is about tone. Nothing matters other than tone. So that's where, you know, guitars, amps, and it's all about what the sound
is. That's a good mantra.
I mean, you know, words to live by. Yeah. You know, they're here, what, 40 years later, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And you know, a lot of bands are like that, whereas, you know, get some bands, no offense, today, you know, 5 years ago you heard of a band, you never hear of them again, because there was more focus on what they looked like instead of how the songs were crafted and what things actually sound like. That's just my opinion. There's a reason why it's classic, because it lasts so long.
Excellent.
Jim Dunlap, custom made based on Fender mediums. Bugs orders those through Scott Uchida at Dunlap. Cables, Canary, just single conductor shield. Neutrik silent plugs. A lot of people use the switchcraft with a little button on it.
Yeah.
But in some acoustics or some, depending on what where the thread is on the jack, the button can slip off and mute it when you don't want it to, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like these Neutrik ones. They seem to work better for me. Mm-hmm. Figures, Germans. Anyway.
All right, Chinner, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime.
This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.